Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 157. The Best Exercises for Your Body's 7 Trouble Spots, Part 2, by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission, of course. So today's show, we're actually going to talk about some of my favorite body parts to work out. Yes, I love doing deadlifts, as I mentioned before, so I love working my glutes and hamstrings, but I love working my shoulders more, my arms, my abs, although I'm not as consistent with that as I should be. So I'm really excited to read this to you today. Now, today's actually a continuation from yesterday's show. I'm wrapping up a post from Ben Greenfield that I started on Monday's show. So if you're new here or just skipping around, you'll probably want to hear that first. That's episode 156. All right, I'm excited to get this started. Let's hear part two and start optimizing your life. The Best Exercises for Your Body's 7 Trouble Spots, Part 2, by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Shoulders. When it comes to your shoulders, you'd think a basic overhead shoulder press would be the best way to go, but it turns out that to get a nice, toned, triangular look in your shoulders, you actually need to do two types of raises, both a lateral raise and a rear raise. You need to perform two different exercises because the deltoid muscles in your shoulders, aka delts, are actually comprised of three distinct sets of muscle fibers, each of which can be targeted with different moves. So, you need to come at your shoulder from a variety of different angles. For a lateral delt raise, simply stand with your arms at your side, holding a weight such as a dumbbell in each hand. Then, keeping your arms as straight as possible, raise the dumbbells out to the side until they are parallel to your shoulders. Finally, slowly lower the weights back to the start position. The movement for a rear delt raise is very similar, but this time you're bent over with your butt out behind you and a straight back, and you start with the dumbbells hanging below your chest. Then you raise the dumbbells as if your arms were airplane wings towards the ceiling while squeezing your shoulder blades together. Back. Your back is comprised of many different muscles, but when it comes to your posture, how you look in a t-shirt or swimsuit, or how you look with your shirt off, there are three specific muscle groups that you really need to target. Your upper trapezius, aka traps, your mid trapezius, and your latissimus dorsi, aka lats. The trapezius is a large muscle that extends from the back of your head all the way down to your mid-back and is responsible for moving your shoulder blades and supporting your arms. Your latissimus is the larger, flat, wing-shaped muscle that extends from your spine all the way out to underneath your armpits. One of its primary purposes is to engage in upper body pulling. A nice toned trapezius and latissimus dorsi form the foundation of a good-looking back. Nothing beats a basic shoulder shrug for the upper traps. This exercise is as simple as it sounds. Simply stand with a weight at your side and shrug, with the goal of driving your shoulders all the way up to reach the bottom of your ears. Hold for 1 or 2 seconds, then lower. For the mid traps, you'll want to do bent over rows. There are many versions of bent over rows, but my favorite is to simply bend over with a straight back in a lunging position with your body weight supported over both legs. In this position, you should be holding a dumbbell in one hand. Then simply row that dumbbell as high as possible, as if you were starting a lawnmower. Hold for 1 or 2 seconds, then lower. Finally, for your lats, there's nothing better than a pull-up or a pull-down, and I am a firm believer that everyone should have a pull-up bar hanging in their door frame somewhere in their home. For either of these exercises, try to grip the bar that you are pulling towards your chest with a thumbs-off grip, because that will activate more of your back muscles. Arms. To get nice arms, or to justify wearing that Welcome to the Gun Show t-shirt, you'll want to work both your biceps and your triceps. The very best exercise for the biceps, the front of your arms, is similar to one of the best exercises for your back, a chin-up. So what's the difference between a pull-up and a chin-up? A pull-up is performed with your knuckles facing you, while a chin-up is performed with your knuckles turned away from you. If you can't do a chin-up, just do a cable pull-down with your knuckles turned away from you, also known as a cable underhand pull-down. For your triceps, the back of your arms, triceps extensions are the best exercise. A simple version of the tricep extension exercise that you can perform with minimal equipment is a standing overhead triceps extension. For a standing overhead triceps extension, stand with your elbows overhead and a dumbbell or any other weight grasped in both hands, and lower the weight back behind your head by flexing your elbows. Try to get your elbows bent to 90 degrees. Then raise the weight back over your head by extending your elbows. Abs. What does electromyography reveal about maximum activation of abdominal muscle tissue? It turns out that the three exercises that maximally stimulate your stomach are hanging leg raises, weighted crunches, and ab wheel rollouts. For a hanging leg raise, grasp and hang from a bar with slightly wider than shoulder width overhand grip. Then raise your legs by flexing your hips and knees until your hips are completely flexed or your knees are well above your hips. For a weighted crunch, simply hold a weight, could be a barbell plate, a dumbbell, or a medicine ball, all work quite well, to your chest and perform a crunch. And finally, an ab wheel rollout uses that funky contraption that looks like some kid accidentally left their tricycle wheel at the gym. An ab wheel is basically a small wheel with a handle through the center of it. I've been using one called an ab carver by Perfect Fitness. To do an ab wheel rollout, begin by kneeling on the floor. You'll want a mat under your knees, trust me. Grasp the handles on either side of the wheel with an overhand grip. Then, keeping your arms straight, roll the wheel out as far as possible as you extend your body forward. This is harder than it sounds. Next, bring your body back up to the starting position by flexing your abs. Warning, doing this exercise properly is not for the faint of heart. You just listened to part two of the post titled, The Best Exercises for Your Body's 7 Trouble Spots by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I actually have one of those ab rollout machines, and Ben is absolutely right. You definitely feel the burn. In fact, I use it when I'm watching TV. Like when commercials come on, instead of fast-forwarding through them with my DVR, I actually start to use the ab rollout machine. Before you know it, even for like a 30-minute show, you've done lots and lots of reps, And I found that that's just a nice, quick, easy way to get in some of those ab reps. I also want to mention that you want to incorporate variety. So I love all of these exercises that Ben recommends, but of course, you don't want to just do these day in and day out. You want to either alter the weight or alter the exercise itself. Either way, it's going to help develop those muscles even more quickly. So definitely don't just do these exercises, but incorporate others as well. And as always, if you're not sure how to do any of these exercises, definitely find a certified individual who knows what they're doing to help guide you, just so you don't injure yourself. And before we go, I mentioned this yesterday, but it's worth mentioning again. The Minimalists recently donated 60 books to us, and we'll be giving them all away in raffles to people on our mailing list. So if you want to be a part of that, plus get free spreadsheet tools from us, a weekly email with more tips, life quotes, and more, come by oldpodcast.com and join the mailing list for free. A really easy way to join is simply text the word Batman to the number 44222. Tomorrow, we'll hear the start of another two-part post, but this time from JC Dean about alcohol. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.